on the Terracotta Army. In this article, we shall discuss one of the most famous and iconic ancient artifacts ever discovered, the Terracotta Army, with the help of a few questions. Question 1. What is the Terracotta Army? The Terracotta Army, also known as the Terracotta Warriors and Horses, is a vast collection of life-sized sculptures made of clay that was discovered in the Shaanxi province of China. It is one of the most significant archaeological finds in the world. The army was created to accompany the first emperor of China, Qin Shi Huang, in his afterlife. Qin Shi Huang was the founder of the Qin dynasty and the first emperor to unify China in 221 BC. Construction of the army began shortly after his ascension to the throne, and it is estimated that the project took over 700,000 workers and several decades to complete. The Terracotta Army consists of thousands of individual statues depicting soldiers, horses, chariots, and other military personnel. The statues are remarkably detailed and vary in height, reflecting the different ranks and roles within the army. Each figure has distinct facial features, hairstyles, and clothing, showcasing the craftsmanship of the artisans who created them. The army was buried in three massive pits, which were carefully designed and arranged. Pit 1 is the largest and contains the majority of the warriors, arranged in battle formation. Pit 2 contains a mix of soldiers and chariots, while Pit 3 is smaller and is thought to represent the headquarters or command center. The discovery of the Terracotta Army was made in 1974 by local farmers who were digging a well. Since then, extensive excavations have taken place, uncovering thousands of statues and providing valuable insights into the military organization, weaponry, and aesthetics of the Qin dynasty. Today, the Terracotta Army is a UNESCO World Heritage Site and a major tourist attraction. It is considered one of the most remarkable archaeological discoveries of the 20th century, shedding light on ancient Chinese history, art, and culture. Question 2. What is the history of the Terracotta Army? The history of the Terracotta Army is closely tied to the first emperor of China, Qin Shi Huang, and his reign during the Qin dynasty, 221-206 BC. Qin Shi Huang came to power in 246 BC at the age of 13. He ascended the throne of the Qin state, which was one of several warring states in ancient China. Qin Shi Huang's ambition was to unify these warring states and create a centralized empire. After years of military conquests, he successfully achieved his goal in 221 BC, becoming the first emperor of a unified China. Qin Shi Huang was obsessed with the idea of immortality and eternal rule. He believed that he could continue to reign in the afterlife, and to ensure this, he ordered the construction of a grand mausoleum complex near his capital city, Xianyang, modern-day Xian. The Terracotta Army was an integral part of this mausoleum complex. It was meant to accompany Qin Shi Huang in the afterlife and provide him with protection, as well as represent the military might of his empire. The construction of the army began around 246 BC and continued for several decades. The construction of the Terracotta Army involved an enormous workforce and required skilled craftsmen and laborers. Historical accounts suggest that prisoners of war, conscripted laborers, and artisans from various regions of China were involved in the project. Question 3. What is the history behind the discovery and excavation of the artifact? The discovery and excavation of the Terracotta Army is a fascinating story that began in 1974. In March 1974, a group of farmers in the Lintong district of Shaanxi province, China, were digging a well near the village of Xiang. As they were digging, they stumbled upon fragments of terracotta statues and pottery. Recognizing the historical significance of their findings, they reported the discovery to the authorities. Archaeologists from the Shaanxi Provincial Cultural Relics Bureau were dispatched to the site to investigate. They soon realized that they had come across something extraordinary. Excavations began, and the scale and significance of the find quickly became apparent. The excavation site turned out to be part of the grand mausoleum complex of Emperor Qin Shi Huang. The Terracotta Army, which was buried in three large pits, was one of the most astonishing discoveries. Pit 1, the largest and most well-known pit, contained the majority of the terracotta warriors in battle formation. Pit 2 contained a mix of soldiers, chariots, and cavalry, while Pit 3 was smaller and thought to represent the command center. The discovery created a sensation both in China and around the world. It provided unprecedented insights into the military, culture, and artistry of ancient China. The news of the Terracotta Army spread rapidly, attracting attention from archaeologists, historians, and the general public. Excavations at the site have continued for decades, and the scale of the discovery has only grown. Thousands of terracotta soldiers, along with weapons, chariots, and other artifacts, have been unearthed. Each new find deepens our understanding of the Qin dynasty and its remarkable achievements. The site has been meticulously preserved and developed into the Museum of the Terracotta Army, allowing visitors to witness the awe-inspiring army of statues in their original context. The museum attracts millions of visitors from around the world, who come to marvel at this exceptional archaeological wonder. The accidental discovery by those farmers in 1974 led to the unearthing of an archaeological treasure that has since become a UNESCO World Heritage Site and a symbol of ancient China's rich history and cultural heritage. Question 4. What are the main characteristics of the artifact? The Terracotta Army possesses several distinct characteristics that make it a remarkable archaeological and artistic achievement. The Terracotta Army is a vast collection of life-sized sculptures. The army consists of thousands of individual statues, including soldiers, horses, chariots, and other military personnel. The scale of the army is monumental, with the figures ranging from around 5 feet 11 inches, 1.8 meters, to 6 feet 7 inches, 2 meters, in height. The statues of the Terracotta Army are remarkably realistic and detailed. Each figure has distinct facial features, hairstyles, and clothing, reflecting the diverse ranks and roles within the army. The artisans who created the army paid careful attention to details such as armor, weapons, and footwear, showcasing their craftsmanship. One of the notable aspects of the Terracotta Army is that each soldier has unique facial features. It is believed that the statues were modeled after real soldiers and artisans of the time, resulting in a diverse range of facial expressions and features. This individuality adds a sense of realism and personality to the army. The soldiers in the Terracotta Army were arranged in battle formation, reflecting the organization and tactics of the Qin dynasty's military. The soldiers are positioned in rows and columns, with infantry, archers, charioteers, and officers in distinct formations. The Terracotta Army showcases a range of artistic styles and techniques. Different clay molds, sculpting methods, and surface treatments were used to create the various components of the army, including the soldiers, horses, and chariots. This artistic variety adds visual interest and highlights the skill of the artisans involved. The combination of these characteristics makes the Terracotta Army an extraordinary archaeological and artistic treasure that continues to captivate people around the world. Question 5. What is the significance and legacy of the Terracotta Army? The Terracotta Army holds immense significance and has left a lasting legacy in several aspects. The Terracotta Army provides invaluable insights into the history of ancient China, particularly the Qin dynasty. It offers a glimpse into the military organization, weaponry, and attire of the time, helping historians and archaeologists better understand ancient Chinese warfare and society. The Terracotta Army is closely tied to the legacy of Emperor Qin Shi Huang, the first emperor to unify China. The Grand Mausoleum Complex and the army itself demonstrate his vision, power, and ambition. It symbolizes his desire for eternal rule and protection in the afterlife. The Terracotta Army showcases the remarkable artistic and technological achievements of ancient China. The life-sized sculptures exhibit a high level of craftsmanship and attention to detail, highlighting the skill of the artisans involved. The construction methods and techniques used for the statues' production demonstrate the advanced capabilities of Qin dynasty craftsmen. The Terracotta Army has been recognized as a UNESCO World Heritage Site since 1987. Its inclusion on this prestigious list acknowledges its outstanding universal value and the need for its preservation for future generations. The Terracotta Army has become a major tourist attraction in China, attracting millions of visitors each year. It has also fostered cultural exchange by introducing people from around the world to the rich history, art, and culture of ancient China. The discovery of the Terracotta Army has prompted extensive conservation efforts to protect and preserve the statues. Researchers continue to study the site, uncovering new insights about the Qin dynasty and improving our understanding of ancient Chinese civilization. The Terracotta Army has become an iconic symbol of China's rich history and cultural heritage. It represents the nation's ancient roots, its ability to produce grand artistic creations and its contributions to world history. Today, the significance and legacy of the Terracotta Army extend beyond its archaeological and historical value. It has become a source of national pride, a symbol of cultural identity, and a testament to the remarkable achievements of ancient China.